What's up, it's Shannon, and I just wanted to say a big thank you to everyone who's taken my word for it and upgraded their bed situation with Brooklinen Sheets. And to everyone who hasn't yet, what are you waiting for? We spend about one-third of our lives in our beds. It's a lot. So you should really make that time as comfortable and luxurious feeling as possible. Now, don't tell anybody, but I'm ordering at least two Brooklinen gifts for people on my list this year, and I recommend that you do the same. And I say this because my Brooklinen sheets are the best, most comfortable sheets I have ever experienced. And since we all sleep, everybody needs sheets, right? I want you and the people that you care about to have the same luxury sheets that I do when I lay in my bed at night. And if giving somebody the perfect gift isn't enough for you, then here's something to make it even better. You can get $20 off and free shipping if you use the promo code Shannon at brooklinen.com. Oh, and here's one more bonus. All of their sheets, towels, and comforters come with a lifetime warranty. That's forever. So go to brooklinen.com, that's brooklinen.com, and use the promo code Shannon at checkout to get $20 off and free shipping. This is literally the gift that keeps on giving for a lifetime. Brooklinen, these really are the best sheets ever.
Check this out.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention?
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please?
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's the end of 2018, and that means that you're going to hear lots of countdowns and lots of lists, lots of best of the year things. But I've decided to use this week's episode of Stuff with Shannon and take that one step further. This week, I present to you my favorite bits I've ever done during my time with the Kid Craddock Morning Show. Now, I think that I've done some pretty good stuff on the show before, but a lot of it doesn't really translate by just playing back the audio. Like that time that I went to the senior prom as Lady Shan Shan. That doesn't really translate if I just sit here and tell you about it. Although it was a really great bit and you should go back and watch it. Or like that time I auditioned for the Naked Cowgirl. While that was also hilarious, I can't just play it back for you. So let me preface this by saying these are my favorite bits that I've ever done on the Kid Craddock Morning Show that make sense just by playing the audio back to you. That's a really long title, but hopefully it makes sense. So I'm starting with my third favorite bit that I've ever done during my time with the Kid Craddock Morning Show was that time that I made the Connection song. I can't really remember why Kid and I decided to write this song, but we did. And then I found somebody to do it as a duet with me. Now, the lady's name was Kimberly Carver, and she had been on American Idol. She made it a couple rounds in, so she's really talented. I didn't tell her what the song was about. She didn't see the lyrics. She hadn't heard anything about it. She came in blind. And I'm willing to bet that by the time we were finished, she kind of regretted that choice. So here's the song that Kid and I wrote, and then I recorded with an American Idol contestant. It's called Connection.
I feel a real connection. I know you feel it too. I feel a real connection. I wanna be with you. I don't feel that connection. I'm not sure why you do. Trust me, there's no connection. I'm not sure what to do.
Follow me, I know what to do. Girl, I need to be touched by you. I'll keep you warm at night. Come on over to my side.
You've made a huge mistake. You should talk to my boyfriend. This makes me uncomfortable. I think my phone is ringing.
Your protest is a turn on. I love the thrill of the chase. No way you're fooling me. I see it all over your face.
The look on my face is fear. Let me make this very clear. I'll get a restraining order if that will prove my point.
I feel a real connection. I know you feel it too. I feel a real connection. I wanna be with you.
I don't feel that connection.
Liar.
I'm not sure why you do. You've got the wrong impression.
I just want to love you.
I'm harmless. I just want to be with you.
No.
I mean, we can have a good time.
Absolutely not.
You don't even have to come to my house.
You know what? I'm busy.
I'll follow you home.
Oh my God.
I'll follow you wherever you go. I'll hold your hand.
No.
I put off a lot of body heat while I sleep.
Oh, wow. Absolutely not. You know what? I gotta go.
Oh man. I thought it was funny, but now that I listen back to it, that's kind of embarrassing. I mean, embarrassing is funny, I guess, even if it's myself, so I'll let it stay. It is time for my number two most favorite bit that I've ever done during my time with the Kid Craddock Morning Show. This one is called Shannon Teaches at LSU. Now, this was a bit that actually Kid wanted done for a long time on the show, but nobody ever tried to even pull it off. So one year I was headed to Panama City for spring break, and I decided to make a pit stop at LSU. I had connected with a communications class teacher there, and they agreed to let me have a couple minutes class time to do this bit. So I've got my phone in my pocket, I've got headphones connected to it, I've got Kid in my ear telling me some of the stuff that he wants me to say or do, and then I'm kind of like his pony, doing all this stupid stuff in front of a class of like 45 or 50 college kids. So here is my number two favorite bit that I've ever done during my time with the Kid Craddock Morning Show, and it's called Shannon Teaches at LSU. Go Tigers!
Joining us now from an institution of higher learning is the amazing Psycho Shannon. Hello, Shannon.
Hello, Kid
Braddock. Hi. All right, here's the deal. Shannon is in the hallowed halls of Louisiana State University, LSU. Yeah. She's going to walk into a class. Now, we've got somebody else distracting the professor that teaches the radio TV class. Uh-huh. Shannon will swoop in, take over as the substitute, mm-hmm. and go for it.
Does anybody want to say hello, Miss Murphy?
Hello.
Thank you, guy. I am a master at making radio gold. Does anybody have any questions? What is radio gold? I'm going to teach you that. Why are you late?
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Young man, what is your name?
Young man.
When? Can you please step outside of the class? I'd appreciate it if you'd be on time next time.
Well, why don't you have him come up to you and you're going to make him the example.
You can't kick him out.
Yeah. No,
better yet, let me use you as an example. Come here, Wynn. I want to hear your best radio DJ voice.
We're watching this on Kid Nation right now.
You don't have a radio DJ voice.
No, I don't.
Teach him.
Why are you in this class?
Get out.
Shannon, be mean. You're not stupid.
Do DJ voice, Wynn.
Wynn.
Hello.
Don't hyperventilate. Okay, go ahead.
Have him
go
say
ahead.
Partly cloudy.
Do we have a mic or something? Or?
No, yeah. You just do it for the class.
All right. Morning, class. This is Wynn from WW.
Yes, do the weather.
Okay, it's sunny over in East Baton Rouge Parish. We have 75 high, 64 low, sunny skies.
Tell him no one talks like that.
Nobody talks like that in radio, Wynn. Don't apologize.
Just go
sit
down.
Are you going to cry? I'm a radio superstar, and I really don't appreciate the lack of respect that I feel right now.
Oh, my.
What do you have to say about that?
Sorry, radio superstar.
Oh,
she said she's sorry, radio superstar.
Oh, do you know people?
Would anybody else like to apologize to me?
What?
Any?
You want to take my job?
I mean, is it available?
Is it available? No, it's not.
I can answer
it never
that.
Will be. I'm a radio superstar. Do you know who I am?
Oh, God.
No, what's your name?
Shannon from Kid Craddock in the Morning.
I'm Marissa. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too, Marissa. Oh, thanks
she
for
has
listening.
Some tood.
Preparation is key in achieving all greatness. Greatness requires preparation.
H.
Greatness cannot be achieved without preparation.
H.
Are there any questions?
No, there's no questions.
About what?
Get to your lesson.
Knowing what's going on in the world around you is key to being prepared. Being prepared is highly dependent on knowing what's going on in the world around you.
Double speak.
You cannot.
Shannon is lying.
You cannot be prepared if you do not know what's happening. Are there any questions? Don't stop believing. Come on. Hold on to that feeling.
I'm getting pissed.
She likes.
Let them sing, Shannon.
They're
not.
Oh, man.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
The siren is happening.
Wait,
you may sit. Yeah,
I didn't say sit.
Oh, I feel so bad for that kid. But it's funny, right? So surely he doesn't mind. Okay, Now, my most favorite bit that I've done during my time with the Kid Craddock Morning Show, I have to go back a really long time for this one, and it's actually the first big bit that I ever did for the show. It was my first time to be sent out on the streets to actually do something either really, really great or really, really terrible enough that it's actually funny. Now, I don't know which category this one falls under, but this goes back to the time that Kid sent me to Kmart to pre-introduce the Blue Light Special. Now, we only had one Kmart in our town at this time, so I drove myself to it with the intentions of introducing the Blue Light Special just a few days early and on something that absolutely nobody would ever want. Things definitely did not go as planned on this bit, but I think it still came out pretty okay. So here it is, my most favorite bit that I've done during my time with the Kid Craddock Morning Show, Shannon at Kmart.
Psycho Shannon is at Kmart. They're having a team meeting.
Huh?
They still having it?
No, it just literally just broke up.
Okay. All right, why don't you walk up to somebody and ask them if, don't tell them who you are or anything, just ask them if they're having a blue light thing this
okay.
morning. Yeah, any blue light specials today?
Excuse me, are there any blue light specials today?
No, it starts on Sunday.
No, it starts on Sunday.
Okay.
All day so, Sunday?
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, now.
Yeah.
Go to the electronics department.
Okay.
Electronics?
Yeah, well, that's where the CDs are.
Okay.
We're going to have a blue light special on the Kathy Lee Gifford CD.
Okay, I'm almost there.
Okay, you got to find a phone.
Hey, it's the same as the Austin's phone.
Wow.
Oh, yes. Hey.
Wow, you're familiar with that phone technology, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to have a blue light special on the Kathy Lee Gifford CD. We're going to sell it for $1, and we'll pay the difference.
Okay. If they come to kick me out, do I run?
I wouldn't.
Okay. Are you ready?
Wait, hold on. We should do some crisis management ahead of time here. What are we going to do when they come and get her? That's the question.
That's the question.
Uh-huh. How do we know they're going to... I mean, there's several of those phones around the store, man. So she has to just grab the phone and duck down.
She's going to say where she's at, Al.
She needs to just kind of be covert about it.
I thought we were going to pay the difference.
We are. How about this? Forget
then just say we're going to pay... If they come to her, say we're going to... Kiss FM is going to pay the difference.
Or another way to do it might be to make a blue light special on something like a really good price, like bikes for a penny, and then take a bunch of bikes up there and say, I heard the blue light special.
What about the people in line behind her, though?
Yeah. Okay, yeah, we don't want to do that. Okay, you ready, Shannon?
Yeah.
Pick up the little page and phone there.
Are there any customers there, or is it all employees
at this
point?
Yeah, there's actually customers in here. Okay, I got the phone.
Okay, let's see. Let's work this out. Let's practice first. What are you going to say?
You got to have a busy day in store when you're at Kmart.
I'm going to say...
It has to start out, attention Kmart shoppers.
Yeah, it's got to start out like that.
Attention Kmart shoppers.
We're having a blue light special
in our
electronics department.
Okay.
For the next 3 minutes.
1 minute and 6 seconds, because
yeah.
we are
yeah.
106.1.
For the next 106 seconds, we'll be selling the Kathy Lee Gifford CD for $1.
Attention Kmart shoppers.
Oh, it's working.
Is it?
Title, Learn to Be Me. The Blue Light Special for $1. 106 seconds.
You better hurry up.
$1.
Go.
Go.
Okay. Go. Go. Click.
Shannon?
Okay.
Did it go through the speakers? You could hear it?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. All right.
8 seconds.
All right. Okay. All right.
Are people coming towards you?
No.
Now rush up there with a whole bunch of CDs. See if you can
Shannon, what's the matter? What's the matter? You have to stay there.
Get ready for the...
Are you hyperventilating?
Oh, she's just talking.
You have to stay there, Shannon.
I am. I'm waiting for the crowd.
Oh, that's just her talking.
That's just her talking.
I thought she was running. No, it's her breathing.
Okay, no big
30
cares.
Seconds have passed.
And you heard it go through the whole PA?
Yeah. People are looking at me now.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Nobody's coming for the Kathy Lee.
No Kathy Lee fans.
Oh,
no.
Man, where's the
okay,
lady?
Okay, here comes the lady.
Okay.
Oh,
all right.
45 seconds.
Now, act like an employee. Can I help you?
Are you here for the Kathy Lee?
Oh, don't ask her.
Special?
Let her ask you.
Hi.
Can I help you?
Did you hear about the Kathy Lee Gifford
no.
special?
No.
Okay.
No.
Did she hear about it?
No.
She
just walked
You should
in.
Tell her about it then.
Hey, get back on and tell them there's only 30 seconds left.
No, that's not... With...
You know what?
What do you want me to do?
That special wasn't good enough.
Okay, what is?
Snoop Doggy Dog. Sorry, Snoop Doggy Dog.
I'm
$1.
I'm set of tired.
P. Diffy.
P. Diffy.
What do you want?
I don't know.
85 seconds.
No, okay. Nobody's buying it. Man.
90. You want me to get on and tell them they've only got 16 seconds?
No, here's what I want you to do.
Uh-huh. 96, right, go ahead. 97, 98.
I want you to say, attention Kmart shoppers, the blue light special on the Kathleen Gifford CD has been canceled due to lack of interest.
Well, no, because now it's officially over. That was 106 seconds.
Uh-oh.
What's the matter?
There's people looking for me. I'm hiding behind an electronic.
What? Who's looking for you?
There's like three people saying, where is he? Where's he?
Shannon, whatever you do, don't breathe.
Shannon.
They'll find you.
Run the women's clothing.
Okay.
No, go to lingerie.
Women's clothing. There's big racks you can hide behind. Shannon, are you there?
Yeah.
Are you in women's clothing?
No, I'm in.
Of course she is.
No, I'm in mini blinds.
That's not going to work.
That's a whole city.
Oh, shoot. They boxed me.
They boxed you.
They've got it set up where I can't get out of this apartment. Okay. Here, I'm the person.
The garments.
Okay, now I'm at the Kathy Lee Gifford.
Okay.
Knit garments.
Okay. Oh, you didn't like her CDs, but you'll love her clothes.
Okay, now I'm in the middle of a hair rack.
Shannon.
I'm in the middle of a rack.
Okay.
See the Kathy Lee Gifford spring collection.
Shannon, get up under that rack and change your clothes.
You really want me to change my clothes?
Yeah, hurry.
Yeah, under the rack.
How else are you going to get out of there? Wearing mini blinds?
I'm taking off my boots.
I don't think she's trying to steal the clothes.
No.
Yeah, she'll be banned from Kmart forever.
It'll be fine. Put a blue light special on whatever you're wearing.
Yeah. Okay, I'm taking off my pants.
Okay.
God.
It's not very easy changing under here.
I hope they bust her right now.
That is my girl right there.
She's got her pants off. You got the pants off? Okay.
Okay, walk around.
Shannon, go running in your panties right fast.
What?
You want me to?
Yeah. Don't lose,
no.
Asshole.
No. Oh, I'm stuck in the rack.
What?
She's stuck in the rack.
Okay, here I go.
Don't you run in your underwear.
No!
Wee!
Oh,
no!
I'm going through kids.
No, that's wrong!
Okay, I'm finding another rack to get in now.
Oh, please tell me she's not running around in her underwear.
Oh, in the children's department.
Don't go to the kids.
They're laughing at me.
Oh, no.
I'm on another rack.
Oh.
I'm in the middle of the Kathy Ireland knit shirt collection.
Oh, yeah. Perfect. Go, Shannon.
Okay, now what?
Are they still looking for you?
Yeah.
How would they get you?
I'm in the middle of a shirt rack.
Okay. Is there some way you can just roll with the whole thing?
Yeah. And how do you find it?
No, it doesn't have wheels. Maybe I can get a cardboard box or maybe a trash can and put it over my head.
No, you're fine. You know what you do?
You have your pants
what?
Back on?
You have pants on?
Yeah.
Okay. Yours?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Just waltz out of there like you don't care in the world.
Oh,
what?
Actually, it's
so hard to get out from underneath.
This has been pretty fun. I think you should might stay for a while.
We got a lot of fun at Kmart.
Okay, there's nobody. They're apparently all in the electronics department
right now. They're all looking
right
for
now.
You, huh?
Yeah, but and I am in women's jeans, so
yeah,
I'm in good shape. Okay. I made it. I'm out.
Yay! You rock, Shannon.
Thank you.
Good job. Blue
no
Light
problem.
Specials are back at Kmart.
Yay!
Thank you, Kmart.
Oh, and then you got hit by a truck.
Oh, God, that's horrible.
Oh, man, that sounds so old, but it's still pretty funny, right? I mean, I think I was funny. So there you go. My three favorite bits that I've done during my time with the Kid Craddock Morning Show. At least the ones that actually translate with just the audio. Now, if you want to see me make out with Donnie Wahlberg from New Kids on the Block, you can see that. It's on YouTube. But you're not going to be able to really know what's going on if I tried to play that for you. So if you have some extra time today or whatever, go and look at some of the stuff that I've done on YouTube, because you're going to see a lot of me, probably more than you really want to see. But it's pretty funny. And I think it's probably time that I stop listing my favorite bits at Star myself. So I'm going to go ahead and end this podcast. Thank you so much for listening. And Deontay, please feel better. I can't do another list of myself next week. Bye.
See you later, alligator.
Guess what? I love you. I love you. I love you.
Goodbye.